This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another upcoming new state law. Senate Bill 872 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment Committee on February 6th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 27th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 4th, sent to the executive branch on May 17th, and signed into law on July 9th. This measure was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on February 27th. At that point, another measure had been added. Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City sponsors Senate Bill 947.
And, you know, franchise fees, that was a part, like right of way, and you think about the taxes on this service and that service, and it's just ill place. If that's what, if a tax on this or that, I still don't understand why it would be in the right of way, why that would be where that tax is located. I don't think it's fitting.
Senate Bill 872 would later be amended again. Senator Tracy McCrary of St. Louis County expressed her concern over changing the original proposal.
There is a component of what's turning into an omnibus utility bill now that was just heard in Commerce today around noontime. Because of the nature of being a senator, I haven't even had a chance to really think about who to follow up with questions and that kind of thing. So really am not ready to move forward with Senate Bill 947, which is within this omnibus bill.
This new law will relate to video service providers, wireless facilities, a broadband grant deduction, and a sales tax exemption for utilities. Senator McCrary also says part of Senate Bill 872 draws from Senate Bill 153, which became law in 2021.
When the Wayfair compromise happened, I was over in the House and I remember listening and watching from a distance. Part of the situation we're in right now is some deals were made to get Wayfair passed, impacting counties and municipalities. Part of that deal, that grand deal that happened, some people are getting what they wanted out of that and other people are not. What we're trying to figure out in this chamber is how to figure out some kind of compromise.
Senate Bill 872 will become law on August 28th. Lawmakers are only a few weeks away from the annual veto session, which will begin on Wednesday, September 11th. The only vetoes they could consider during a veto session would be individual line items from appropriations measures that comprise the current budget, since the governor struck down no other legislation this year. Also, the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Driving Down the Cost of Healthcare has yet to meet. The panel could decide to hold a hearing around the same time as veto session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.